If you will get into your Bible daily and let your Bible get into you, you will have a supernatural life.
Today, Kenneth Copeland welcomes guest Marilyn Hickey to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Learn of her miraculous journey of faith into a powerful international ministry. If you can see it by faith, you can change it and win.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer when we get right into today's lesson. Father, thank you so much. We praise you and we honor you today. And we call upon the mighty one that lives within us, the greater one. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we give you praise and thanksgiving today, sir. And in the name of Jesus, we declare the perfect will of God be carried out on this broadcast today. In Jesus' name, amen. Join me again today in welcoming Marilyn Hickey to this broadcast. Isn't she absolutely wonderful? Glory to God. Marilyn, I noticed in our notes this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 18th verse. Oh, excuse me. And this is verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. But only, that doesn't work, unless we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, or they're temporary and subject to change. Mm-hmm. But the things which are not seen are eternal. And I noticed this from your notes. If we can see it, we can change it.
We can do it, yeah.
Well, if we can see it, we can change it. Praise God with our faith and the glory of God.
Right. Without that, you can't.
No.
You try to do it yourself, you bum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about Marilyn's new book. It's not over till you win. And I remember the great Yankee catcher, Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
It ain't over till it's over.
Yeah.
And he said things like, if you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you come up with something that is impossible, change it.
Right.
And they told you you would never have children.
Right.
And I want to hear that story. I want to know how Susan actually came into this world.
Sarah, excuse me. Well, actually, you know, we wanted children. And so we thought probably, you know, within the second or third year, we would have a child. And I didn't. And so then we had prayer. Nothing seemed to happen. And William Branham spoke at a Voice of Healing conference. And we
talk a minute about
him.
William Branham, because most of the younger generation don't know anything about him.
He was definitely a prophet, but he had the most unusual gifting I have ever seen of knowing like a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom. So we had had my aunt and uncle come up from Dalhart, Texas to his meeting in Denver because they had a granddaughter who had never walked and they said she never would. So they came up to the meeting and there were 5,000 people are there. So he comes out, he's just a little small man, not very pretentious. And he just stands there and he said, you know, the angel of the Lord will come. And so, you know, I'm thinking, oh, sure. I'm just being, you know, doubtful. And You could feel it when the angel came.
My, my, Marilyn.
And so he looked out into the audience, and he ministered to different people, but he ministered to my aunt and uncle from Dalhart, and he said, you never told him what you had. He told you.
Yeah.
He said, you have a granddaughter who's never walked, and when you go home, she'll be walking. Well, my aunt and uncle were so excited, they jumped in the car and drove to Dalhart, 440-some miles, and Jerry was walking.
Glory to God.
Yeah. So then in this same meeting, he calls me out and said, you're not from here. You're from a wooded area. You're from Denver, Colorado. Now, this is a very unusual experience that I'm going to share here with you. But it was like a wheel within a wheel circling. I could hear it. And this wheel went whoosh, whoosh, and it frightened me. I thought, that's the presence of God between us. If I step into that, I'll die. And he said to me, you're not from here. You're from a wooded area. You're from Denver, Colorado. You can't have a baby. Go home and receive your baby. And the wheel within a wheel came into my feet.
Oh, Marilyn.
Yeah. I really had a supernatural life. And so we went home thinking, oh, in a year we'll have a baby. We didn't. 10 years. I went to a doctor. He said, it's impossible for you to have a baby. And after 10 years, I began to have some changes. So I went to a doctor and he said, well, you're just going through the change of life. It's impossible for you to have a baby. Well, I went home with some changes, and that was Sarah. That was Sarah.
Little Sarah.
Yeah, that was Sarah.
My, my, my.
So, see, I think we get into the Word, the power of the Holy Spirit, we enter into a supernatural life. You know, I'm no big name of any kind. Born in Dalhart, Texas, you know, lived in a little three-room house that my father built in the Dust Bowl. I remember the Dust Bowl, all those things. But when you get into the Word.
Oh, it changes everything.
If you will get into your Bible daily and let your Bible get into you, you will have a supernatural life. Amen. I speak that to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
You will. You know.
And that brings up the faithfulness of God.
Yes. Yes, it does.
The faithfulness of the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And that time itself doesn't enter into this equation.
Nope.
You can't quit.
No. No, that's
big. You cannot quit.
That's big.
You must not quit.
That's...
Once you have the Word on it,
yeah,
and once it's been ministered to you, don't you ever quit. I don't care. I don't care what the devil does. Praise God, you don't ever quit.
No. Nope.
You just stay with the Word.
Nope.
And you get tired and you think, when is this ever going to come to pass? Shut that up.
Mm-hmm.
What difference does it make to you? Come on. You have to be hard on yourself.
You do.
If this is easy, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the victory is worth every price you have to pay.
It is. It is.
That one woman, along with you, has helped change the face of this planet. Praise God.
We don't give up till we win.
No.
But I think, and you teach it so well, speaking the Word every day, and sometimes you wake up, you feel as spiritual as a mouse, but you speak the promises.
Yes.
So I'll tell you a little thing I do. I say in the morning, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. This is your beloved Marilyn. Because over 60 times in the New Testament, he calls me beloved.
Yes, that's right.
Then I speak the promises
so
that go with the problems. Now, I do it at night, too. So I say, I go to bed, good night, Father, good night, Jesus, good night, Holy Spirit. This is your beloved Marilyn. Thank you for sweet sleep.
Yes.
Because I travel all over the world in crazy time things.
Oh, yeah.
And look how healthy I am. I'm 88 years old. Come on.
Hallelujah.
And doing more now than in my 40s.
Well, you have to learn to, you have to learn to sleep by faith. You have to learn.
All right.
Particularly. When you're, like you're saying, you're traveling all over the place, you're in a different place all the time. I remember, you know, talking about When the Apostle Peter was talking about the light shining in a dark place, well, it only takes a little bit of light to orient yourself. Mm-hmm. We'd gone from one hotel to the other, and when I got up, and this was the second hotel. And in the other one, the restroom was over here. And this one, it was someplace else. I got up and just walked slam into the wall. And I didn't know where on this earth I was. I'm looking around. And then I saw the light coming under the door that went out into the hall. And I thought, oh, yeah. That's what the Word does.
Yeah.
It'll reorient you. It'll bring you back to that place where you get, you don't care how tired you think you are or where you think you should be and you're not. That is immaterial. Once you've got the Word,
so
you don't believe anything else. You don't anything else. You get up talking this just like she's talking this. You go to bed talking this. And just like Gloria and I still. I mean, just last night we go to bed with Brother Hagin in the phone, you know.
That's good.
He's been in glory since 2003 and he's still teaching us. Glory to God. Who would have ever thought you'd had a phone full of Brother Hagin? Mel, I want to tell you something funny.
Okay.
With this particular one, it was a message that he had preached and he talked about when his son-in-law, Buddy, had gone home to be with the Lord.
Yeah.
And somebody told me about that, and I'd never heard him talk about that, and I wanted to hear it. So I got my iPad and set the iPad up on a little stand there between the two of us. And so we watched that whole service. And just as we got right to the end of it, and I leaned over there to kiss her goodnight, she said, "Not in front of Brother Hagin."
Oh, dear. That's hilarious.
That's Gloria, you know. But hey, this is what the Victory Network is all about. Total immersion.
Yeah.
Total immersion in this book. Total immersion. Because faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And it needs to be coming out your mouth and it needs to be coming. You need to be hearing it preached. You need to be living it. Praise God. And you don't ever change. You be like Jesus. You change not. Glory to God. Amen. Unless He says to. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You can change things.
You can. You can speak to mountains.
Who was the radio preacher? I think it was Dr. Weber. Go way, way back. And he said, "Jesus is on the throne and prayer changes things." I'll never forget it. This is back Kenneth, B.C., you know. I mean, I'll never forget hearing Dr. Weber. "Jesus is on the throne and prayer changes things." Glory to God.
I have to tell you something hilarious right here. You know, I go to Pakistan, I go to these different countries, so I have jet lag. And so, you know, I'm supposed to get up and speak to maybe a million people. Sometimes we have a million people in a meeting, and I don't feel spiritual. I just have jet lag. So I said to the Lord, "Oh, you know, I have jet lag. I don't feel spiritual." He said, "I don't."
Oh, that's good.
And that was so helpful to me.
Yeah.
So you get where you learn how to live in what he says instead of what you you feel. You're tired. But there's big revival going on in the Mideast. Big revival.
Let's talk about that, Marilyn.
Especially
I'm so interested
in
that.
Egypt. Especially in Egypt. So we go into Egypt. We're going to go out into some of the other parts and have healing meetings where people don't go, you know. Sometimes they're considered dangerous. I really don't think they are. Seriously, I don't. So we get into this nice hotel in Cairo. You know, we stay in a nice hotel. We want clean water, clean food. And so these two girls are checking us in, concierge, and they said, "You're Christians?" And Juana was with me, my assistant. And we said, "Yes." They said, "Could you tell us how to get saved? We don't want to go to hell."
Yeah.
Am I hearing this?
Yeah.
And that's what's going on in the Mideast. It's big. You don't hear it on the news.
That
but it's
wouldn't
Islamic.
Have happened without you being there. You had to.
Well, I was. I'm sure.
Had to
of
be
it.
Where God wanted you to be for that woman.
Yeah. And, you know, I go way back to Egypt when Wally and I were just doing sightseeing. And so we're there on a vacation. He loves antiquities. So we're looking at the antiquities, and I said, you know, I'd like to speak someplace here. And so he said, well, we don't know anybody. I said, well, there's an Anglican church over here. I'm going to go over and ask. And so we went. And the poor guy said, yes, you know, yeah, you can speak, you know. And so I got up to speak, and I had a word of knowledge about somebody in the church. There were maybe 800 or 900 people sitting there in that cathedral-like thing. And so I spoke to this woman, Orpha. Now she's the assistant to the president. I have her picture with me.
Marilyn, if that's not a divine destiny.
I know. And he is open. The new president is quite open. And I don't think you can go any place in Egypt and not have a big healing meeting. If you put out the sign, we're going to have a healing meeting, they'll jam it out.
Well, now, you know, you go back several years. Before Brother Hagin departed.
Yeah.
And there was an Egyptian general. His wife had cancer. And they asked if they could bring her to Ramah.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Tulsa, you know.
Yeah.
And to bring her, and Brother Hagin said, well, I'll tell you what, instead of bringing her to healing school, bring her to prayer school. And so all of the students, and they're gathered up around her. She had cancer. God healed her.
Mm.
I mean, just totally, absolutely. She's fourth stage cancer, if I remember correctly. And now, wait a minute. Let me back up. I left something very important out. Someone had given her his little booklet, God's Medicine. And she got in that, and she just studied it and studied it and studied it. She spoke English, and so did her, the person that gave her that. Well, she just kept studying that and studying it. She said, I need to go. I need to go here. So he put her in his airplane and flew her to Tulsa. Well, I mean, this guy's still a Muslim. But he said, I'm going to have these books printed. May I have the right to have these translated and have them printed? He said, they need to go out everywhere. He eventually, of course, got saved and filled with the Spirit. But he did all of that before he accepted Jesus as Lord, because his wife got healed.
Exactly.
Glory to God.
See, healing is the dinner bell.
It always has been.
It is the dinner bell. But right now, if you were to go to Egypt today and say, okay, I'm going to have a meeting in a stadium in Cairo, they would come out, they don't know your name, but they would come out to be healed. And then they get saved.
That's most amazing.
I know it. You can't, I don't think you could go any place in Egypt and not have a big healing meeting. You just can't hold them all. You can't get them all in. If you have, we had 20,000, they jammed it out and we had to turn people away. We had them outside, we had them every place. And then we did a children's meeting during our meeting. I mean, we did everything to shake the trees, you know.
Oh,
when you're there, you just, everything you can do. And you leave, I always leave literature in their language because books work while you sleep.
Oh, that's right.
They work while you sleep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, now the same thing happened in Pakistan, didn't it?
Oh, Pakistan is big for me. But the first time I went to Pakistan was 89. I think I wrote you and told you I was going to go and ask you to pray.
I think we did.
And so I went, and people said, you know, they hate women, they hate Christians, they're going to kill you. But God said to me to go. So I go, I get in touch with some Christians, and they said, we don't want to advertise the meeting because they'll kill us. So I thought, you know, I'm going to advertise the meeting. And so I said, well, let's just pray about it before we say it. You say no to me. So we prayed, and I don't have a lot of vision, but I saw an angel that whose head went up above the ceiling of the hotel.
Yeah.
So they said, okay. So they said, well, we probably won't have anybody, you know, because the people don't come to your women and Christians. But we had 4,000 the first night, and we had people healed. By the fourth night, we had over 20,000 people.
Glory to God.
People saved, people healed. A little boy, not in that meeting, but another meeting, got a new eye. I mean, it's like, Kenneth, it's like God bends over to do
this. Oh, don't you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So that hooked me. That hooked me. So, you know, I've been going, and I was prophesied to by the Osbournes. Do you remember Daisy?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Daisy met me. I was on radio, and she said, I just met her. She said, you're going to go to Leaders of Nations and you'll be a world evangelist. And I thought, I'm telling you what I thought, Daisy and crazy rhyme. So
I'm telling you, if Daisy said it, it came.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I want to encourage people. It's a process. You don't jump from here to there. You didn't jump to a worldwide ministry.
No,
you
no.
started
no.
with process. I now, remember how you
about,
started.
You were talking about the little house. I was 6 weeks old when we left Lubbock and went to Abilene. And we were out there year before last. And so we drove by and looked at that little house. Oh, my goodness. It was so tiny.
Yeah.
You know. And it was a little four-room house.
Yeah.
And I looked at that house and I thought, did I ever live in a house that small? It was so tiny.
Yeah.
And then we moved from there to just a few blocks away, and it was a little bit bigger. It was five rooms.
and it was
really a nice place.
Yeah, you know? I know.
But you start where you are.
Right.
I was watching Gloria and Pastor George on today's broadcast today while I was on the treadmill early this morning. And Gloria kept saying that, you have to start where you are.
Right.
And then when she and I finally obeyed God, when I finally obeyed God and went to ORU, that little house, it was one of those little project houses down close to the river.
I know those, that area, yeah. And
they condemned all of them up to my house.
Oh.
But when I drove Brother Roberts to the first partner service that I took him and wanted to be a partner so badly, and I went home and told Gloria, I said, we're a partner with Oral Roberts for $10 a month. Her feathers fell. She said, where are we ever going to get $10?
Yeah.
I said, Gloria. So I preached the message to her, and then she got excited about it. And we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment. Hey, Jeremy.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You know, it's important for you and I to realize that some of God's promises for Marilyn Hickey took 10 years to manifest, but the truth is, they happened. Now, why is that? Because God is faithful, and she was faithful to the Word, and she did not quit. We also heard how her obedience to witness and share Jesus set off this massive chain reaction of God's plan and impacted world events. And Marilyn Hickey said, when you let the Bible in, you will have a supernatural life. So stay with the Word. Why? Because it's not over until you win.
What would life look like if you approached every situation full of faith, declaring, with God, it's not over till I win? In her long-anticipated autobiography, It's Not Over Till You Win, Marilyn Hickey, a sought-after evangelist and minister to heads of state around the world, shares her journey of going from a small-town, lukewarm Christian to a passionate and internationally known preacher of the gospel of Jesus. Be inspired to believe God to accomplish great things in your life as you read stories of God's supernatural favor, from marriage and parenting to ministering in the underground churches throughout China and miraculous healings in Islamic countries, Marilyn Hickey shares how life with God is an adventure. Wherever you are in your walk of faith, take these strategic lessons from her life so you can walk in greater success and anointing in yours. Discover how, with God, you win and see your destiny fulfilled. Marilyn Hickey's new book, It's Not Over Until You Win, will be released early November, so you can pre-order your copy today for only $15.99. Be inspired as she shares her lifetime of experiencing the miracles of God. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Your card will not be charged until the product ships. Offer good for 60 days. Shipping costs may apply.
Marilyn Hickey's new book, It's Not Over Until You Win, that's coming out early November. Now, listen, for the first time, Marilyn shares her remarkable story, and she recounts all the miracles and the supernatural events of her amazing journey of faith, and it was into some of the most dangerous and darkest parts of the world, and she had a message to share with the world, and the message was simple, the love of Jesus Christ. People heard it. People were saved. People were healed by the thousands. And this is the kind of book that changes your heart. And what it does is it broadens your insight and raises your expectation of what God can do in you, what God can do in your life and through your life. So we invite you to pre-order your book today on kcm.org. And I want to remind you to download the broadcast study notes of this teaching with Brother Copeland and Marilyn Hickey. They are free to you and they are online at kcm.org/notes. And all the scriptures, all the teaching points are in there, and we invite you to use them, study along with the broadcast, then go back and review them again. Now, tomorrow, you don't want to miss this because Brother Copeland and Marilyn Hickey talk about God's heart for the nations and share stories of what God did that will amaze you. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
For a free copy of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download, visit our website, kcm.org.